The four Republican candidates have varied experiences in politics, but they all pledged that rural Utah would be a priority if they were elected. Former Governor John Huntsman joined via Zoom to say he's been thinking about rural voters all along.
Every corner of the state matters. Every voice matters, just the way I was when I had the great opportunity and privilege of serving as governor.
The debate heavily centered on frustration over federal and state involvement in local politics and civil liberties. In relation to how the COVID-19 pandemic was handled, real estate businessman and former state GOP chair Thomas Wright felt the government went too far.
But the proper role of government is to disseminate the information to its citizens and allow citizens to make their own choices. When you teach people the correct principles and you let them act according to their own dictates, they will make the right decisions.
Greg Hughes, former Utah House Speaker, agrees and spoke to the economic hurt the whole state is feeling in the midst of the pandemic.
We do need to understand and ask ourselves if it is the role of government to decide what businesses are essential, which businesses are not. If it supports a family, go find that family and ask them if it's essential.
Compared to larger urban counties, voters in rural areas may have less influence in the state legislature, a divide likely to widen after the 2020 census as the population in non-rural areas grows. Currently, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, a native of central Utah, says he knows that divide personally.
Far too often in my service, I found that I'm the only person from rural Utah in the room when big and important decisions are being made. It's not that they don't care about us, it's just that often they forget about us.
The Republican gubernatorial primary will be on June 30th. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.